So, focus and concentration. What we really need when we're developing skills compared to so many other things is to really focus on the most important things. Because every time you divide your focus into several things, you just divide the amount of time or double the amount of time it takes to get you there. So let's say that you are focused on, when you're practicing, you're focused on five different exercises slash licks, and those are the ones you practice. That will take you five times longer than if you're practicing just one thing. And but then we go, but if I practice just one thing, then when I reach the skill level with that one thing, that's the only thing I can do. And then it will take me, you know, I have to do the five other things if I learned one, or four other things if I want to learn those as well. And that would just take me the same amount of time. No. Because what we need here is to get to mastery. We need to get to that level where we can play one thing at an incredible speed. And I'm not, it's not because speed is just the only thing you need to play fast on this. You can't really play music if you can't play fast. That's not what it's about. Everything I learn here, on the guitar, I'm striving to play it as fast as I can, because that's how I know that I master it. Not that I want to play it fast when I play music. It's just a way of practicing it to a level where I really know that I know it. But so, for instance, let's say you have in life, just to have another example here, in life you have perhaps, let's say, four different goals. You want this car, or you want to go on a special vacation, you want whatever it is that you want. And you have these four or ten different goals, then you can't really spend all day working on all goals. You have to divide your attention between these goals. But if you have just one point that you're working towards, just one thing that you gather all your strength, all your hours, you use all your time, your energy, your focus, your intelligence, your creativity, every single resource that you have inside of you and outside of you is just used to focus on just that one thing. That is a completely different story than if you're trying to achieve four things at once. But and then again, well, you might say, oh, but then I have to work on these other three things after. No, but let's say your one goal is to earn more than you're earning now. And your other goal is to travel to Africa for a month. And your third goal is to buy a fantastic car. Whatever it is you like to focus on or you want to achieve, then which one of these goals will make all the other goals come true? Increasing your income. But it could be because if you do that, you'll be able to take days off because you're more valuable to your workplace, and you'll be able to buy the trip to Africa, and you'll be able to buy that car, and so on. So achieving, it's not the exact analogy here, it's not exactly the same world, but it's the same result you're getting. You need to focus on one thing that you want to master. But that's very hard for our brain, because our brain is just going to say, oh, this is boring, I don't want to do this anymore. But you have to fight that, because this is really so important. And even though it's so important and I do everything I can to explain it to you, chances are 80% of the people who listen to this will be practicing five things in a week or so. You might start out, or people might start out focusing on this, but then the brain takes over, boredom takes over, and we go, oh, there's also these kind, oh, and this also looks interesting, and I could also, and so on. And then we just scatter our attention again, and there's no focus. And that is, if you take the previous video out of your mind, then this, in this little realm of focus, this is what really makes or breaks you. If you're able to focus like this and say, I want to learn to play these three notes on one string as fast as anybody in the world, and I'm going to sit there like a maniac, like a deranged idiot, and play these three notes until I get to that point, then you will make it. And once you have these three notes down and you can play them as fast as anybody in the world, then you have elevated yourself to an incredible level of skill, and every other challenge will be diminished to infinity. And so learning other sequences, learning other stuff, learning sweep picking will just be so, so, so much easier. If you take on too much at one time, and too much is more than one thing. And I don't mean that you can't learn theory and you can't learn soloing, but when we're discussing technique here, actual motorical patterns in the brain, you need to focus like an insane person, really. And if you don't, you won't make it. It's as simple as that. And everyone who's ever made it to the level where they can play fast, precisely, accurately, relaxed, and they really feel the power of being able to do that, and they're not faking it, everyone who's reached that point will tell you the same story, that they had an intense focus on just one thing. So that's really, really important. I lack a better word than important. It is crucial to your development. But and that same principle goes for every other part of developing technique. And as I said, we're going to look at how you can practice other things as well while you honor this principle. But you focus on just one thing. And this, for instance, this sequence. Could be a nice little thing to practice. It involves some challenges, but we'll look into that later. What to practice, what you can focus on. And the next kind of focus you need to have is that you need to focus on the easiest and most effective techniques first. Because when you're playing guitar here and when you're practicing like this, results are everything. And because if you don't get results fast enough, you'll lose your motivation. Even though you have this picture of this compound effect and you know that you're not going to progress that rapidly, or you are, but it doesn't seem that way. Even though you know these things and you're able to practice for a long time without seeing the actual real benefit of that practice time until later, even though you know that and you're willing to do it, you are still dependent on results. So you want to really focus on one thing at a time so you get that thing up to speed, so you can tell yourself, I can play this as fast as anybody in the world. And you need to focus on the easiest, most effective technique for getting there first. And that would be hammer-ons and pull-offs when we're talking guitar technique. Unless you're playing the acoustic, then you want to mix that with alternate picking as well. You want to get to the point where you can really play these fast legato runs and you know just one legato run that's really, really effective. And I'm going to show you one of these and you can pick which one you like to master first. And then you practice that legato run like a maniac. And you can pick that as well, but you still focus on performing the actual movements with your left hand here, and then you practice picking. This is not essential, but you might as well practice picking while you practice your left hand. And this way you can still focus, but you get to practice more than one thing. So you focus on one thing, and I really mean one thing, because I've seen a lot of people, and this is another thing that we're going to talk about here, do exercises. And doing exercises is not a way to become good at technique. Exercises is a good way to analyze what goes on and to find your weak spots. To have an exercise that involves every single possible movement, like the one we talked about in a previous week here, where you did where you tested whether or not you have really can play combine each finger, and then you can go and design an actual lick, an actual sequence that fits that weakness, and so you practice that. But to practice all sorts of exercises where you go up and down in intervals and you do chromatics and all sorts of different stuff, the main thought around that, around exercises, is that instead of practicing the actual musical stuff like sequences and licks, you practice a thing that will involve all sorts of techniques at once, or all sorts of challenges. So I practice, for instance, moving my fingers up and down. So I practice independence by doing an exercise. I practice chromatics by going up and down the chromatic scale, and all sorts of picking exercises. Exercises are like learning Latin when you want to learn English. You know, in high school, I don't know if you, but in the school I went to, we had Latin because it was a language type of school. And when I asked the teacher, why are we learning a language that no one speaks? And I understand learning that language if you really are fascinated by being able to read the old scriptures on ruins in Rome and stuff like that, and really, you know, fascinated by the language that no one speaks anymore. Then go ahead and learn the language, but don't take a sidetrack when you want to learn English or German or Danish for that matter. Just learn the freaking language instead of taking that detour there. It really, really does not make sense. I know that it makes sense to a lot of people, but just think about it. You want to have a big hole in the ground, so you hire some guys to dig the hole. And so they say, okay, we'll dig the hole, and you come along next day and to watch what they've been doing. And you find them practicing muscle movements, so they do workouts, and they do all sorts of stuff with the shovel. And you say, what are you doing, you say? And they say, oh, we're practicing digging the hole. So we do exercises that's going to increase our ability to dig the hole. Just dig the hole! Just do the thing, so you become good at the thing. Just go directly to the result instead of practicing stupid exercises that's not going to increase. You might become better at moving your fingers, but why not practice the real thing instead? Because this is what happens. If you practice just one thing, this one lick, and then you spend your time, you spend half your time doing exercises that's going to make it easier for you to play sequences, then you just divided your focus, and it's going to take you twice or three times or four times or 10 times the time to get to the result. Just do the thing you want to learn instead of practicing exercises that's going to make it have this magical effect of making you good at a lot of things. And I know just if you have a lot of, if you've been teaching people to do exercises, or if you've been doing exercises a lot, then I urge you to drop your pride and really take this message in, because it can mean the difference between actually getting to the result you want or just failing and giving up, because you've been doing too much of other stuff that is not focused on the bullseye. So that's really the message here. And the reason why I'm so intense about it is that it really it hurts me to watch people practice and practice and practice and then not get to the result. And when I look into what's actually going on there, I find them practicing all sorts of irrelevant stuff that they picked up from different players and people who meant good, but really told them to just take a detour. You know, oh, you want to learn English? Then here's a language with its own grammar, with its own words. We don't have to pronounce any word because nobody speaks this language anymore. You go ahead and learn that and then learn English. That is the stupidest way to learn a language, to learn another one first. And I'm sorry, some people might be angry when I say this, but just go to the result directly. That is so important. And just whether you do this or not can really mean the difference between getting there or not. So focus on getting results fast, instead of doing exercises. Focused on the easiest, most effective techniques first. And then, again, focused on the most effective sequences first. So you want to learn things that you can actually use in a musical context. That really works when you then apply them, when you get to play with the guys and you just fire that off that you've been practicing, and it really just works. So you want to have those most effective sequences first. You want to practice the most effective and easiest techniques first, so you get to the point where you can say, I can really fire off those fast lines. And then focus on one thing at a time, as I said. Concentrate your time in portions. So that's really the last thing about focus. Instead of scattering your efforts, so you practice 30 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day and then an hour and then 15 minutes, this is what happens when you practice in small increments like that, is that you have time, right? And you have the hole in the bucket. We're going to enter this analogy again, that it's hard perhaps to understand, but you have acid, you have alkaline, you pour them in this bucket, and the place where you really get the most progress is when you have zero alkalinity and zero acid, equal parts of each in that bucket. There's a hole in the bucket, so if you pour alkaline in it and acid in it, and you stop the acid pouring and it's just the alkaline, then gradually the alkalinity is going to disappear from the bucket. And so let's say that you only pour a little bit of acid, which is the repetitions you make, which is the practice you put in. And you just pour, the time is just constant, because time goes, it just goes by, whatever you do. So alkalinity is constant. And you only pour a little bit of acid. And you never get to the zero point there. You never get the result, because the thing, there's a hole in the bucket, so the whole thing just passes through. And you're not pouring fast enough. You need to pour at least as fast as the alkalinity in here. I hope you're with me. If you pour too slowly, you just never reach the point where you have zero alkalinity and zero acid in this bucket. So you never get the result. And that's what happens when you practice. You can practice for 100 years and practice 15 minutes a day and have the exact same practice time as one who's been practicing for 2 years, 2 hours a day. And he reached his skill level, you never will. Although you perhaps practice 20 times more than he did on a time basis. And that's because of this analogy, really, that you're not pouring enough acid in to ever reach the crucial point. And the real reason is because your brain just goes, well, I mean, you're doing, let's say, 50 different things in a day, and you spend 8 hours working, and you spend 8 hours sleeping, or 6 or 7 hours, and you spend 2 hours with your family, and then you spend 30 minutes playing guitar. How important can that be, really? How important can it be to achieve these incredible skills? Because although the brushing your teeth analogy is very good, then these skills is a bit more advanced than brushing your teeth. You really have to develop some incredible skills here, and that takes some effort. And so you can't just do it 5 minutes a day. You need to get to that. But you don't have to practice more than you're used to. You need to focus for 1 week and tell your family that I'm just practicing like a maniac for this week, and then I'll just reserve all my time, all my free time for you next week. But you have to be able to attain this concentrated time, or you take out a day, Sunday, where you get up, you're alone, you practice for 8 hours, and then you have a lot of breaks and you entertain yourself and use the methods that I'm going to describe in a later video. And then you get that concentrated time, and you have to have that, because otherwise your brain will just put that, the development of these skills, on another shelf. It's simply not important enough. So focus on getting results fast by focusing on the easiest, most effective techniques first. Focus on the easiest and most effective sequences. You want to practice stuff that you can actually use. Do not practice exercises. And I know that people are going to be perhaps a little crossed with me for saying that, but just trust me. You don't want to spend, you need every single minute you can get to practice the real thing. You need to dig that hole and practice digging the hole by digging the hole instead of doing all sorts of exercises to be able to dig it better. Just dig it. If you dig it enough, then you'll be an expert in digging holes. And then focus on one thing at a time. Concentrate your time in groups of hours as much as you can, because that will convince your brain that you really want to achieve this result. And then be absolutely clear about the compound effect, and that your growth does not follow a straight line. That was the previous video. But focus, 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 and concentrate your energies in one spot. And that really means this, because one thing is to say all this, another is how does it actually look in reality? And for me, it looks like this, or it looked like this. I took just one idea, just one thing, and I practiced that perhaps 80% of my practice time for 2 months. Then I developed it a little bit and said, okay, now I've been practicing 3 notes on one string. And back then I was into Aldi Meola stuff, kind of, so I was practice picking technique, staccato thing. So I did a lot of And just being able to do that. Made me really feel like I could really play some fast lines there with alternate picking, which is without a doubt the technique that requires the most amount of repetitions for you to become good at it. And so I just focused on that, and I played it night and day. When I went up in the morning, I took my guitar, and I was sitting on the bed with only my underwear on, and I just did 10 minutes of and I just imagined myself being able to play that super fast. I worked with the metronome, I worked in front of the TV, I did it in school, although I didn't have a guitar. I just imagined, did the accent with my right hand to get it into that. I did it over and over and on the bus, in the car, on the bike, everywhere. As soon as I could move my hand, I did this. So I was constantly focusing on that throughout the day, even though I was, you know, having classes and doing stuff. Every time, single time there was a little pause, I was going to the toilet, whatever, I was doing this. And then back home, I watched TV for several hours a night, and I just did, just hammering it in hour after hour. And I didn't see the results I expected because I wasn't aware of this compound effect. But I wanted it so much that I just kept on working on it. And I didn't do exercises, and I didn't do all sorts of licks. I just focused on that one thing until I had it down. And I 2 months went by, and didn't have the results. 2 more months, and I was just evolving, doing other things as well. And then 6 months after, where my body and brain had a chance to really digest all of these repetitions, then things started working, and I could suddenly feel things coming together. So that's how it looks, really. And you might go, but I have to learn to play songs and stuff. Well, it's all sorts of stuff. But that's another thing. We're talking technique, which is programming the brain. Technique is just endless repetitions accurately. But theory is just learning stuff, knowledge, and applying it to the fretboard. Learning scales is another thing. It's visualizing. Also, you play the scales, of course, while you practice those. But every time you practice technique, that's what you do. If you practice scales, and what you do is alternate picking and your exercises, then when you practice scales, you go. If you practice soloing, you go. And so you focus so much on it that it's just a part of everything you do. So every time you practice on your guitar, you're playing that. And you do the repetitions in front of the TV that most of you actually know about, that I advocate. So this is the focus lesson, and I hope you've been practicing while you were watching this video. And these videos also come as audios, so please listen to them, so you get these mental tools into your brain as a support for your development. Let's move on now to another element of developing an incredible technique.